You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello.
Okay, now you're good.
Woohoo! We did it. All right.
I wasn't even sure if I was transmitting earlier because it used to show my light illuminate when I talked, but now it doesn't show that anymore. So I can't even tell if I'm transmitting.
No,
so it's very. My avatar would glow green when I talked, but it wasn't showing anymore. So now I don't even know if that's working, but you can hear me. Hello. Well, we'll start over. It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. And I think where you are, it's Wednesday, September 14th, 2022.
Yep. And it's 6:05 in the morning.
And you are in the Christchurch area of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how did you find Fakeologist?
Through a Telegram channel. One of my friends sent me something that was on your stuff and said I'd be interested in it.
Well, that's why I have a presence on Telegram. I don't really use Telegram Fakeologist that much. It's sort of a placeholder, really, just to get people like you to find the material. So it obviously works.
Yeah, but I couldn't link into it with my technology I have.
You couldn't even get in the Telegram. Oh, okay.
Well, I got the Telegram. Charlie's my cat. He's going mad at me because the fire's not going. It's cold. I could get onto the Telegram, but stop it. I could not get into the posting that he gave me. So then he put it onto a Facebook one, which absolutely amazed me that a posting like that's still on Facebook. But okay. My friend said it was really, really good.
But, well, it is really, really good. I'm glad you made it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good job.
I lost all my mates when our Discord got trashed with DSH. And they all went on to Gilded. And from Gilded, they went to another one, which I'm not going to say what it is, for security. Because nobody posts anything on Gilded. It's just a backup for when they get kicked off. So occasionally they get kicked off and suddenly there's a whole lot of action on Gilded and I get to say hi to everyone. And then they go back off but again onto the other one. So okay. What's happening? You're the Canadian one.
I'm in Canada. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about New Zealand. You were starting to type it to me. Go ahead.
Right, so New Zealand was the greatest place to be and everyone wanted to come here. Now it's
when
like everyone's wanting to. When the COVID first struck. Now everyone wants to leave. And it's the last one, please leave and please turn out the lights. Our wonderful, lovely leader, the horse face bitch, she's had a turnaround and said we don't have to wear masks now, but they haven't revoked the Emergency Act, so it's not a win. But her beloved is in jail for smuggling cocaine.
Who's in jail?
Her partner. Oh. Who she was going to marry. It was going to be this big wedding.
Are we talking about a guy or a girl? Is she marrying?
So our leader, our prime minister.
Oh, yeah, your crime minister.
Yes, that's the one. She's, we call her the horse face bitch because she's got a horse face. Well, right. her fiance, they were getting married at the beginning of this year. And the first thing they did when she got into power was revoked the action that they had to have their bags searched. All politicians had their bags searched when they came in from overseas, which was fine, except for the fact her fiance was smuggling drugs. And he got caught. So he's in jail now. Everyone who is in the know is like, which jail is he in this time? Because they keep moving him. I have a friend who didn't jab and say he's no longer in the jails working. But he's got friends and so he keeps me up to date as to where her husband's going.
Like, you know someone in the jail system that knows the husband? The man?
Knows where he is. Yeah, knows where he is.
Oh, so he's really in there. I didn't think the elite did go to jail.
He did. He's in there. But they keep moving him.
That's interesting.
He did have a band on his feet at one stage.
Wow.
But that got spotted. So he's in jail.
What do you mean he had a band on his feet? What does that mean?
He had one of those trackers.
He had a what?
One of those trackers for...
why would he have that if he's in jail?
Because he was out of jail at one stage.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I think he was a naughty boy, so he was put back in jail.
All right.
So, yeah. So
how long have you been into the truth scene? Or are you in the truth scene?
1996.
Wow, that's a long time.
I'm not a young girl.
Okay. How did you get into this in 1996?
1996, and around that time, it was the Rainbow Warrior bombing.
Was that real or fake?
It was real, but the Rainbow Warrior was exposing some stuff at the time. At that stage, Greenpeace was still working and trying to actually help the community and the world before it got taken over. And I was a member of Greenpeace, much to my father's disgust.
Was that Patrick Moore in Greenpeace? Was his name Patrick Moore, the head of Greenpeace?
I can't remember, to be honest.
Well, one of them left. One of them left Greenpeace and spoke out against it, saying it was a phony front.
Yep, because it became a phony front.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it wasn't. Initially, it was actually really good. But I've had Greenpeace contact me several times. And they said, will you donate money again to us and all that? And I just turned around to them and I said, well, do some research, look at your backers. And when the main backers that are causing most of the damage stop backing you and you start going back to what you're supposed to be doing, then I will look into going back into Greenpeace.
Okay.
Most of them get pretty upset when you tell them that the company it is a company now, that they are trying to raise funds for is a fraud.
or taken over.
Yeah.
Okay, so what made you a truther for that? How did that make you a truther?
I started seeing that things were fraudulent.
Okay. What did you see next?
Then we had 9/11.
Right.
But was so obviously fake that you couldn't believe it. But at that stage, I was still fighting the likes of your, I've had a head injury since COVID. It got really bad here, and I got attacked. So I kept losing my faith.
You got attacked for what? From who?
A woman.
A woman attacked you for what?
Not wearing a mask and not being vaccinated.
Oh my God! Where did she attack you?
In a supermarket.
Did she just come up to you and tackle you, or just knock you over, or with her cart, or what?
What she did. I've got a heart issue now, and she came up, started screaming at me. I was told to go through this checkout because it was just after one of our lovely lockdowns. So I went through that checkout, and I didn't go to the supermarkets, so I had a huge shopping trolley. And so I went through this checkout, which I was told to go through, and she came up, started screaming at me in the supermarket. So at that point I left. I was quite upset. And the security guy took off after me because as I came out, he said, "Yeah, okay." I'm like, "I'm never coming back here again, man." And he followed me out. The last thing I remember was him saying, "Breathe." But he actually got her. And I remember him bringing her out to me after I'd passed out and I was sitting in the car waiting for someone to collect me because I actually still remember she was not remorseful at all. She just like, people like you shouldn't be here and stuff like that. She was a nasty piece of work. And he actually left there after that. But
did she knock you down?
No, she didn't. She caused my heart to stop.
Oh. Basically,
she gave me a heart attack.
Oh, my. So she just aggravated you so much.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's what I call a spiritual attack.
So what happened to your head?
I landed smack back on the tarmac on it.
Oh, my God.
And I was knocked out.
Did you get assessed for that? Were you able to go to the hospital?
No, nope, COVID, assessed? Man. COVID.
So you couldn't even get assessed for a concussion?
They couldn't get rid of me fast enough. My daughter took me to A&E. They didn't check my elbow because it's got a chip on it because I've got no strength really in my arm anymore. And I have had no therapy or anything for my head injury at all. Like, they're just like, go home, rest a couple of days.
Well, that's terrible.
Go back to work.
These are all the collateral damage stories from COVID. Yeah. A million stories like this, I bet. What a takeover. What a crazy thing. All right, so 9/11, you figured that one out. It was this phony... Very phony, yes, I agree with that.
We also, my daughter did a essay on 9/11, which was quite funny because we were running a business at that stage, my husband and I, or ex-husband, and we were running this business, and our computers started going really wacky. They'd shut down, they did all sorts of things. No viruses, nothing. And my daughters would shut down. She went to the library doing some study on 9/11 because she couldn't use our place because they do her assignment. because it had shut down. And the library, the entire library system crashed because of her. Hmm. And then these black cars arrived.
Oh, come on, really?
Yep, she actually left the library, and she, there was a forest park in this little township, and because she was so freaked out about it, and she said these black cars arrived to the library. So in the end, I actually sent a letter to the GCSB, basically telling them to F off. My daughter's doing an assignment for her teacher. She's at this school in this class, and it's this class that she's doing it for. And you'll find nothing on here.
What year was that?
Let's see now. That would have been 26 now. Would have been about 12 years ago.
Wow.
12, 13 years ago.
And what did she find about 9/11? As a truther, you must have told her what to write. After the break, no. Nature and Ab. Hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Moon Harvest from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Bumpers, by the way.
Sorry?
And... we have bumpers every 20 minutes, keep the channel active. That's actually the main purpose of the bumpers is to keep the voice channel open, because as you know, Discord closes out, throws everyone out if it doesn't hear anything.
Yeah, it does.
So that's why that is actually the main reason for the bumpers. So all those people that complain about the bumpers, Living Man especially, that's why they're there. So... yeah, you can suck it on the bumpers, buddy.
Yeah.
I actually kind of forgot about that. I knew there was a reason I put them in all these years ago, but that's the main reason. And so they break in every 20 minutes. Go ahead.
You've been going for years and you haven't been shut down.
This is our third Discord channel.
Oh, okay. Right. So
that's why I'm not the administrator of it, because I don't want to lose my profile, so Bella said is my administrator on the channel. Because if they blow up the channel, they kill all the anyone who's an administrator gets deleted.
That's why I keep getting deleted. Lost so many friends.
If you're just a regular member without permissions, then you shouldn't be deleted. But if you're an administrator or a moderator, you'll get deleted. Your profile will go as well as the channel or server.
Yep. Because I've had to renew my profile several times, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So if you get deleted.
If your server gets deleted. If the server you're on gets deleted and you're a moderator, your profile will go too.
Right, hang on. I'm just sticking you in my pocket. We're going for a cruise to work.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to... I might lose you on my Bluetooth, so hold on a sec. Let's see. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. We're just driving into town.
All right. You and the cat?
And the wee crew.
You and the cat are driving to town? Who's driving in? You or the cat?
Work on the other side of the city.
Okay. Do you think Christchurch was a real event or was it a hoax?
Which one?
Right. You had more than one? The mosque one.
The mosque was a hoax. And I've got friends who are who have been arrested because they have put it out there that it's a hoax.
Arrested for what?
Because you're not allowed to talk about it. Not allowed to video it. They actually only sent a link to an Australian group who talked about the fact that it was a hoax. They didn't even have the video of it. So if you're recording this and they do it, I could end up in jail. But yeah, it was a hoax.
Well, we are on the air now, so.
Yeah. So I prefer not to actually talk about that one. But yeah, it's a definite hoax.
Well, we could talk around it, can't we? What would happen to you?
Well, I was actually at work at the time when our building got into lockdown. All the best steel doors were put down. We had no idea what was going on at that time. All the steel doors were put down. All we knew was the guy had shot these people in the mosque and they were headed our way. So
do you know for sure that someone's gone to jail for talking about it? And what law can they throw you in jail? What is the law?
Because the horse has put a law in that we're not allowed to put in any links to talk about it or anything like that. They are that scared that the truth will come out.
I know, but what is the law? What is the law?
She changed the laws. It was put through at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it comes under the category of terrorism.
So talking is now terrorism, but that there's no law against. So is a terrorist law against talking?
Yep. She's taken away our freedom of speech. And she's taken away any guns that fire more than one bullet. You're allowed to have a shotgun that has two for duck shooting, but that's all.
What do you think of Max Egan? Is he a Kiwi or an Australian?
I think he's Australian. He's not one I've heard of. But my friends are about to tell you that. I have lost my facial recognition with my head injury. I've lost my memory for names. I cannot even shut my eyes and visualize my family. I have photographs right through my house of my children, my mother, my father, who passed away, and that just so that I remember what they look like.
Wow. You should sue that woman.
I can't. Because one of the things is they would turn around because we had to, at that stage, log in. You had to write in everywhere where you're going. So I wrote down Jabsinda Odin on the card because I don't use my phone. I wrote it on the piece of paper. 0800 Super Bitch. So
you are a rebel.
I didn't actually write down that I was there. So officially, I was not in that building.
Okay, I got it. I would have sued her anyway.
Yeah, as far as the government goes, I just passed out. And in New Zealand, we're not allowed to sue. Not for that. We have a thing called ACC, which is supposed to care for us and look after us.
But Max Egan, the reason I bring Max Egan up is he said Christchurch was a real event.
Christchurch was a real event, but it was a hoax. I have friends who are Muslims who have lost their family. It was a hit. There were people in the Muslim community that they did not want here.
So you're saying they actually killed people?
They actually killed people, and it was a hit. They killed and wounded a lot of people because I have Muslim friends.
Did you watch the videos of that?
I'm not allowed to disclose that fact on there.
Okay, well, I watched the video, and it didn't look real to me. Even the blood didn't look real, so there's nothing real that I saw. But So let me get this straight. You're not allowed to say if you watched a video. But you are allowed to say that you think people died.
I know people died.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because my friends died and my friends got shot. It was a hit. There were certain people who they were after.
How do you know your friends actually died?
Because they're dead. Been to funerals.
Did you see the bodies?
No, but my other friend did.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the funeral, but you didn't see the body. Why did they see the body and you didn't?
Because they were closer to them.
They're closer
to the coffin?
In New Zealand,
we don't have an open coffin thing usually. Usually the coffins are closed.
I actually went to a Muslim funeral, and I can tell you, when I saw the guy I used to work with, I know he was dead. You could touch the body. It was real. And the Muslims insist on an open casket because they want to make sure the guy's dead. So I'm not quite sure you wouldn't.
Well, that's strange because I had a closed casket. So maybe. Okay.
I'm just telling you, I'm not a Muslim, but I know some Muslim people. And I did actually go to a Muslim funeral in the basement of a mosque 2 miles from where I am now. And I'm pretty sure it was discussed that they want to see the body before they bury it. They bear witness to the death. So I have a funny feeling that you may have gone to a staged funeral.
It might have been.
Yeah.
But so the other friend whose father was shot 3 times, he was definitely shot.
Okay. Well, was that on video?
No, he was in hospital.
Because the guy, the first person shooter shot, which of course looked more like a video game or first person shooter game. That's what I saw. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not into violence. I'm not into video games, but the part I saw, it was pretty convincingly not real.
Oh, okay, well, the bit I saw was real. Oops, I just said I saw it.
how do you know it was real?
Well, it's been mainly because of our friends who are Muslims.
Oh, well, you just said you can't verify they were killed, so. Anyway.
Well, I didn't touch a dead body with that one, but I did see his bullet wounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other guy. Yeah. Anyway,
you saw what you think were bullet wounds.
Yeah. Well, could have been.
I'm gonna challenge you on this. I just don't think that they kill people, but they like to pretend they do.
Yeah. I mean, it destroyed the families of our friends.
Okay. Well, why are you a Muslim?
No. I am a devout Christian.
No, well, I'm just curious. So you had Muslim friends, so they were well integrated into the community?
Pretty much, yeah. Some of them were, some weren't. I made friends with one woman that my son played with her son at kindy when he was young. And that's when I was introduced to the other side of Muslims, where she was lovely and she was showing me her wedding and everything else. And then her husband came in, saw the cross around my neck, and kicked me out.
So he was a little bit of a fundamentalist type.
Yeah, yeah. I was really shocked. I'd never actually met anybody who was like that. We don't have people like that in New Zealand generally. So, yeah, that was a real shock to me because, New Zealand is a very open country. We do not have racism as other countries do. We do have racism, but, and I mean, there is things, and that's come out definitely even more so with the vax/unvax people. They want us to go into a hole and die. But yeah, it's.
Did you have any other events like the mosque shooting? Did you have any other events in Christchurch? I guess you had an earthquake.
Yeah. We've had 2 big earthquakes in Christchurch, one in Kaikoura, one in Blenheim,
and they were threatening an earthquake in Wellington, but Keyes backed down and did what they were told at that point.
I think an earthquake? Is this the cause of them, you mean?
They caused the earthquakes.
Well, how do they do that?
You heard of HAARP?
Yeah, but that's in Alaska.
Okay. No, it's not. It's on a ship. At that point, it was on a ship with a big white dome on top of it. The days before both earthquakes, or both Christchurch earthquakes, I can't verify for Kaikoura, I wasn't there, or Blenheim, but apparently it was there because our people there had said. But the days before the Christchurch earthquakes, that ship was directly outside of Christchurch Harbour and the Littleton Harbour and Canterbury Plains.
Yeah, and what do you think the ship does?
It puts out an electromagnetic vibration type thing, frequencies, and it was directing it into the earth.
So you think that can move the earth?
Man can move the earth. Tesla himself stated and discovered with his experiments that
Who discovered it? I didn't hear you.
Nikola Tesla.
Oh, do you think that's a real person?
Yep.
Okay,
he discovered there's a resonant frequency of every item. And when you hit that frequency, it vibrates. Because everything in this on Earth is frequency and vibrates.
Yeah, but so why do they drop bombs from drones to blow buildings up? Why wouldn't they just use this frequency machine to shake buildings apart?
Because the people would see the frequency machine. I mean, this was a ship with a big giant dome on top of it. We now have these domes all over our country.
Yeah, those are radar stations, though. That's a sensor to pick up radar.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy into magical weapons, and I don't buy into that. So, okay. Do they do mining or fracking in New Zealand?
They're not supposed to, but the government they were doing some fracking in the back of Christchurch at about the time that the earthquakes were there as well.
See, that makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense to me when it comes to moving the earth, because that's deep explosions underground and drilling. And let me tell you something. Yeah. I called the demolition company here in Toronto because I said we had a big hotel by the airport, and I watched them demolish it with a backhoe, and it took about a couple of months. I said to the guy, why did you demolish such a big building one floor at a time? Why didn't you demolish it? And he said the city wouldn't let us because they didn't want any underground damage of the piping system. So they weren't in a rush to take it apart. So it took a couple months to knock it down floor by floor. So my point is that explosions cause a lot of ripple effects that are like an earthquake. So I'm pretty sure that underground fracking, where they probably do some exploding underground and boring, that can simulate an earthquake more than any magical ship in a harbor.
No, that would be a case for the stuff north of here in Kaikoura and Blenheim, but it would not be yet for Christchurch because it was too far north. So,
how do you know how far? They bore on an angle, don't they? They could bore a couple miles on an angle, and it could go underneath Christchurch, couldn't it?
No, heck no. This was well north. This was up north from here.
Maybe they were fracking closer that nobody knew about, or they didn't want to tell anyone about. It's possible too.
No, too populated. They wouldn't be able to.
Okay. Well, I go with underground explosions.
You're gonna go down. Yeah. Well, that same ship was in Japan when the Fukushima went as well.
Yeah, well, again, Fukushima was another simulated nuclear meltdown. There's nothing really to see there. The whole wave video that we all watched was all CGI, I think. All the oh yeah. I agree. I don't believe there was a tsunami there personally.
Well, Christchurch earthquakes definitely were not artificial. Trust me on that one.
I just don't believe there's any magical weapons on ships that can do stuff like that. It'd be nice to believe, but it's a great mind trick as a cover.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I saw one of the ships and I took a photograph of it. It's gone on my phone. They wiped all.
Yeah, but you can't see what it's doing. It could be a radar ship to pick up radar.
No, this is the thing. My camera picked up. Oh, we got another thingy.
Oh, yeah.
This is Waterman Chris.
Madeira Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Cubbers.
Don Tossel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
And we're back with Nature from Christchurch, New Zealand. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, so the thing is, now where was I? This is my blooming brain playing up again.
Okay, most people forget what they were talking about after the break. It's not a brain thing.
Is that it? Oh, well, I actually took a photograph of the ship.
You got a picture of that?
I had a picture of it. They hacked into my phone and I lost everything.
All right. How did they hack into your phone?
That was about the same time I got removed from Discord.
But how did they hack into your phone? And where did you put the picture?
It was on my phone. It was in amongst all my general photos, along with the other stuff. I would go up and down the country photographing certain items of interest to me.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of travel at that stage.
Okay.
And it was linked up with what I was doing. But anyway, I had this photograph. It was really interesting because my son had an iPhone. And I had my phone, which I won't say what type it was.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to say what kind.
There's only two types of phone, Apple and Android, or...
Okay, let's just say it was a kind of Android.
I don't know why you seem a little paranoid that they're out to get you.
They are out to get me.
Why are they out to get you? What do you got that they need?
They've taken it off me now.
They've taken what off you? Are you a TI? Are you a targeted individual, do you figure?
I was being targeted individually. It was because of the associates I had. But one of my associates that I had, my main one, is dead now. So they've sort of left me alone.
Okay.
So, yeah, they killed her.
How did they kill her?
Sorry?
How did they get her?
A very, very basic little surgery caused major organ failure, like everything stopped.
She was killed in the hospital?
Yep, they got her in the hospital. Okay. I will not go to a hospital.
Yeah. Well, could it be that... I think the number two or three cause of death is iatrogenic, which is medical mistakes. And so could it have just been a medical mistake? It's a very frequent cause of death, and they're not necessarily truthers investigating suspicious events.
It just seems a bit unusual that a person who is so in the know as her, and so awake and so had so many links.
But what did she know?
I can't say that.
Okay. Like, I put down everything I know on my blog, and so far I'm still here. Now, I don't know that much. Like, no one ever sends me the good tips, I guess. Well, I put down everything I know, and I even broadcast it around the world, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. I actually don't convince that many people of what I believe, so that maybe that's why I'm safe, because I'm not effective. I'm safe because I'm ineffective.
Well, I think I'm safe now because they've given me a head injury and I can't communicate properly anymore, but I'm still exceptionally careful.
Isn't it more dangerous to hold a secret? If you let the secret out to the world and thousands of listeners, aren't you now safe because they'd have to kill all of us? Is that logical?
That is logical.
So and why hold a secret? You're even keeping a secret about what kind of phone. If you have some magic phone, I want to get one.
You can't get one, okay?
Why?
Because you have to be in a certain group to get them. I'm no longer in that. It's a certain group. I'm no longer in that group.
I know, but what's a certain group? What are they certain of?
They were looking into stuff.
Like what? You're killing me with all your secrecy.
I'm sorry. I can't. I can't tell you.
Is it involved children? Are you guys in a ritualistic occult practice? No. What's going on here? No. I mean, what could be worse than telling the truth?
It was exposing the truth that we were in, that I was involved in. But I'm not in that now because I can't even remember
the people. Thousands of people exposing the truth now and they're just ignored. And nobody... Yeah. Not enough people listen. So is it really that dangerous to expose the truth, especially when nobody wants to listen anyway? Where's the danger? I think in the last 2.5 years, it's proven that you can scream the truth. And if people don't want to hear it, they're not going to listen. So we're really no danger, people that think they know the truth.
I haven't been in that group for 5 years now. So, and that was the phone that my phone that got hacked into. And I actually suspect
it could have been... Well, what did they talk about 5 years ago? So surely, if you were in 5 years ago, surely 5-year-old truth must be safe to talk about now.
No, it won't be safe. Not with these people. I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Is there any truth?
I actually think that I can put out with that? Not with what I was doing 5 years ago. But, I mean, I think it was them who hacked my phone. Actually thinking about it, was them who hacked my phone.
Is there anything you guys talk about that got leaked out
accidentally? It did get out in the media, the stuff we've done. We were talking about and stuff. It got out in the media.
Is it stuff you do, or is it stuff you're looking at?
It was stuff we were doing, investigating. But, it did get put out in the media, not by me, but by others. But even the literature that was being put out, they're censoring that now. So, yeah. But I can't. It's just one of those things. It's just crazy.
Oh, I really want to know one thing. You got to give me one nugget.
Well, I did. I did give you the one thing. I gave you the ship, the same ship that caused another ship to be sunk when they tried to follow the ship stuff.
Well, what kind of ship was it? Was it a fishing trawler or a military ship?
It looked like a freight type ship, but it had a big white dome on the top.
Is that like a radar ball?
Kind of like a radar double, but it was a slightly different shape.
Because at every airport, they have one of those to detect ground level weather. Is that...
No. This emitted things. It detected and it emitted. But I do know that the ship that was following that ship got sunk. And the second ship that was also at the same time following that ship that tried to help that ship, it got damaged so badly it limped back to a port certain port, and it sunk before it got there. But they managed to get those people off. The other people all died.
Did you get any pictures of that?
No, I wasn't on that ship. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. No, I meant from the shore. Or was way out there.
It wasn't in this area.
What do you think happened on 9/11? Is that 9/11? Part of the group?
Yep.
You guys got any good stuff in the group? Or is it all in the group?
The 9/11, everything's out on that now. Our stuff is all out as well.
Your stuff?
Our stuff. Our group stuff is all out there on that. It's all out in the public. So I can talk about that because, yeah, apart from the fact that the government, we all know it was a hoax. We all know that it was the, what is it called? That blue, it's not Blu-ray, blue.
Do you think people died on that day?
Oh, people died. There were people in the building, but.
How do you know that? Because they blew
up the building. Well, they blew up the building. They didn't have everybody out of there.
But how do you know anyone was in it?
Because it would have been a full building by that stage. Hey, I've got to go into work.
All right.
I'm just walking into my building now. So I'm going to have to head off to work now. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the chat, Nature. Most interesting.
Okay. Cheers.
Take care.
That's all, folks.